The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 16th day of April, 2018. I understand Ron McDonald won't be with us today. He's doing some testing of something. I don't know what it is. And we're attempting to get Steve Elkins up. We lost his computer feed. Do you have him online, Mike? Mike? So he doesn't answer a phone when the computer connection doesn't happen? Oh, you were just... Okay. And? Well, we wouldn't want him to do 2 hours with a phone stuck in his ear, now would we? By the way, does he have that other program other than Skype? Okay, then leave a note for Dan as a backup. Let's have that other program in his computer down there, because we have it here at the office. It's our fail-safe against Skype, which they have made complicated and touchy at best. At any rate, waiting for Steve Elkins. Well, there's a lot of contention here about Mr. Trump, and a lot of confusing information coming from the Syrian government, from the Russian government, from our own government. And you know what, folks, if this wasn't so important, I wouldn't even want to touch this, because it's more propaganda. And I have heard the neocon supporters, all of a sudden, Democrats are falling all over themselves to congratulate Donald Trump. Let me see, last week they wanted his head cut off, and well, this week, oh, he's a hell of a president. You know, there is a story, and I would urge you to take a look at this, on who the Democrats are and what they've done in this country's history. And to be fair about this, Republicans haven't been as good, but, you know, the Democrats are riding in on their high horse as if they're going to be the saviors of this democracy. Well, okay, go find a country that its basis and constitution was based on a democracy, and I'll listen to you. If not, I would suggest you find a country that's practicing this democracy and go join them. You got him? Stevie.
I'm here, Jim. Yeah, I'm here. Got some problems. What's going on?
It's not on my end, pal.
No, Rivero had problems, too. He just cut out the last 5 minutes of the show. He just cut out, so I don't know what happened here. There we go. We're back.
I'm sorry. Mikey's talking to me. What? Oh, he lost power on his computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't have that issue. I just think somebody's probably hacking in my site right now.
Well, and I was saying during your absence, you didn't hear this, but we have a backup program to Skype here that's actually a lot cleaner than Skype itself. So if you would avail yourself maybe tomorrow before shift change,
Sure.
Call in and talk to Dan, and he can get that installed. Are you using a laptop or a PC?
Laptop.
Okay. Yeah, he can help you install that on your laptop. So Skype has a tendency to go funny every once in a while.
Yeah.
And they make it really hard to use it, and it's just gotten screwed up. But we do have a backup.
Sounds good.
All right. By the way, I was just launching into the missile launch here in Syria.
Yeah.
Here's one point that I just saw recently brought up. Now, supposedly, Ghouta is where this attack took place with the... They haven't figured out if it's chlorine or VX or, I don't know, whatever. But it would seem to me that the inspectors were on their way over, Steve, to take a look at this site, but they couldn't wait, so they just bombed Damascus, the capital. Now,
are you talking about within the last 5 minutes they've been bombing again? Did you know that?
Oh, I know. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, just before Rivero got off, he came back and said, by the way, they are bombing again in Syria right now. Oh. And I went on to Fox to look to see if I can find out, and Fox had a breaking story, went to commercial. So I'll check back again, but they are currently supposedly bombing right now.
Oh, and where are they bombing this time?
He didn't say. I'll find it out for you here, but I don't know.
Well, supposedly this terrorist attack with poison gas took place in Ghouta, but they bombed Damascus. Now, somebody brought up an interesting point. Damascus is the most heavily populated area in all of Syria. So to go in and bomb or missile strike suspected poison gas sites, do you think that would be prudent? And how do you think that would fare if that was real? Blowing up those sites, wouldn't that kind of infect or damage the civilians in the surrounding areas?
Well, you know, John, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the questions I wrote down here. It didn't make sense to me. Missile strikes on chemical weapon installations. Now, if we want to go back to the Gulf War, do you kind of remember when they bombed that little chemical or weapons depot and they created a little thing called Gulf War Syndrome? Do you kind of remember that, John?
I'm sorry. I was talking to Mike. Repeat.
Do you remember back during George W. Bush's administration in the Gulf War? And how they had bombed some installations there. They said they were chemical weapons or whatever. They bombed them, and they created a little thing called the Gulf War Syndrome. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So does it make sense to you? Yeah, there's a weapons lab right there, and we're going to bomb that thing, and we're going to make all that stuff airborne and blow all over the place and infect a lot of people and kill a lot of people, and it'll blow into other countries with the wind. And yeah. That makes no sense. You know, another thing I wrote down, a couple of things here didn't make sense to me was, first of all, there's no intel. Everything is alleged. I have an article in front of me here. In the article, it mentions the word alleged 5 different times. Trump, alleged. Now, that's not proof. That's not concrete proof. That's alleged. So they've decided on their own to play judge, jury, and executioner and striker or whatever on this one.
Yeah.
But you know, where's the intel? Accuracy in intel. We're not talking about, well, we heard from a third source and it's anonymous source.
Heard from your grandmother's next door neighbor.
Yeah, anonymous sources. I always love anonymous sources. Something so serious, and they pull the anonymous source. They can't give you the source. It's anonymous. But one thing I asked was, where are the satellite photos, John, of our satellites, which spy on everybody, every country is being spied on upon the United States? Where are those satellite photos to say, hey, look, right here and right here and right here is what we're saying our chemical weapons labs?
Steve,
where are those photos?
Yeah. Their cameras can give you the date on the pennies on a dead man's eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So where is it?
Well, they were in such a hurry. Oh, because all now, if you've noticed, Steve, it's been multiple times, many, many, many times. I've heard numbers thrown out there, 10 times, 20, 30 times that Assad has done this to his own people. They're not describing who these his own people are. These are ISIS. These are the jihadists. These are the people that the United States funded to topple the Syrian government, Assad, to get him out of office. Now, last week, Mad Dog mentioned, last year's, supposed chemical attack. We don't have intel that says that's correct. Mad Dog come out and said the same damn thing about East Ghouta. Though, the actual intelligence, we don't know. But here is the OPCW on their merry way over there, and Russia said, look, we're going to put this to rest. Assad is not gassing his own people. We're going to allow the inspectors to come in to Ghouta to eyeball this for themselves. They were on there, literally on their way. So what does Donnie and his favorite generals do? Well, they decide to bomb them the day before the inspectors arrive. Now, I'm getting a little frustrated here. You know, I'm being asked to trust Donnie J. And as much as I would like to, Donald, the reason why you're elected is because the people had it with the U.S. government. Okay, read that, number one. Now you're erratic, tweeting and texting, we're pulling out, we're bombing, we're not bombing, we don't know if we're going to bomb again, now we're bombing again. You know, if you want our trust, quit doing this stuff. Now, some people, Steve, are contending this is the way he's battling the deep state. This is the way that he's actually countering. Oh, by the way, I just have a news flash here. Zero Head says Israel is bombing Syria as well.
Of course.
Wait a minute. What, Mike? It's not us. It's Israel.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I can only assume the first bombing was with adding a coalition of the UK and France. I'm sure they paid them off. You know, that's what the United States always does. They have to buy a coalition. So I just want to know how much money they paid France and the UK.
Did $1.4 million per cruise missiles, and we fired over 100 of them? So that's what? 100? No. I'm that's Mike, help me out here. I'm getting lost in my zeros. It's more than 120 million. It's 1.4 times 100. I'm sorry, how much? $140 million, Steve.
Yeah.
$140 million firing these missiles off. Well, guess what the defense minister of Russia said? We were able to shoot down 70 of them.
Yeah.
Right. Now, somebody here is ain't telling the truth. And this whole thing is rife with lies. And the pundits out there have been, yeah, we know the arguments. This is what you do. You bring up the logical arguments, and then you dismiss them out of hand. Yes, and Syria and Assad has done this, and he's done that. And there are people out there arguing, why would Assad do this when he just about has the forces that are trying to topple him and are really launching these chemical attacks, if there even are? Why would he do this? He is on the verge of raising a fist, going, giddy ha-ha, look what we did. Russia and the Assad government has done away with the insurgents and all the bad guys trying to topple us. Why would he authorize an attack on his supposed enemy? He wouldn't. They're gone. They're done.
Yeah. Now we're using some common sense here. Because
there's no room for common sense here. Just as I just heard Mark Levin, the great one, the Jewish lawyer out of New York that was involved in representing part of the Iran-Contra affair. Oh, there was nothing illegal about that.
Yeah.
There was nothing illegal about it. Mark Levin, I give you class example of why there should not be any lawyers in government to begin with. You know, the next thing we're going to find out, oh, by the way, this wasn't a war crime, firing missiles into Syria on a country that did not officially declare war on them. And I want to get into that a little bit later. I got to bring up the quotes on this one. But, you know, this, there are no rights. There are no wrongs to make right and no rights that are wrong. Am I starting to sound like the There are knowns and then there are unknowns. And there are knowns that we don't know and ones that we do know. Amazing double talk.
You know, you're starting to sound like that on first base with
who's
Adam
on first?
Costello.
Who's on first? I don't know who's on second and what's on third. No, he's on second.
Yeah. You're starting to sound like that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And that's the way it's coming across.
Yeah.
You know, and as we look at this, and I'm pulling up stuff on the screen. Ta-dum-bum. Your turn.
you know, John, the Pentagon saying that they hit all their missiles hit all their targets.
Uh-huh.
And you can find a mathematician and a statistician that'll tell you that's virtually impossible. But these guys, these generals are claiming we hit 100%. Our missiles hit every target we wanted. And we know that's not true. And if Ron were here right now, he would say, wow, look at all the commerce. Because now they're going to have to they're going to have to manufacture, another 105 more missiles. So there's a lot of more money. You can bet they're gonna boost that Department of Defense budget again now after this little strike here. And we need more resources now. We have to buy more stuff. So.
Well, I mean, after you just shot off almost $140 million, and
I mean
$1.4 million for a damn missile.
Amazing.
Can't we go out in a competitive market? Can't we get Mexico to build these, or maybe China?
Yeah.
At a cheaper rate?
Well, those F-35s, Mike was talking about those, and I looked those up, and they were at, God, I'm going to say $64 million a piece for an F-35.
Yeah, and you know what?
Amazing.
I think we still have F-16s. Retrofit those. They were fast, inexpensive little aircraft. And I'd much rather have 10 of those than one of the big pricey jets. You know, give me a hornet's nest. Don't give me 1B because that allows me to concentrate and swat that little sucker. You know, get 20 bees swarming around my little head. I can't kill them all. Something's going to kill me.
But we just had a guy a couple of days ago that dropped one in the ocean. He was doing a little hot dogging, a little Tom Cruise, buzzing the tower. And he dumped it in the ocean. He died. And there's $64 million gone right there. Wow. $64 million.
Well, it doesn't matter as long. Hey, we're just on credit. Yep. Hey. Yeah. Anyhow, let me Syrian girl here. Let's get a report on who's actually behind the latest chemical attacks. Open up my pot there, Mikey. There's a little explanation.
Hi, everyone. This is Syrian girl. Syria has been attacked by the U.S.-Israeli-French alliance. Missiles struck the T-4 military base, a base that is crucial to the fight against ISIS. This comes right after a false flag chemical attack in the suburb of Douma in Ghouta, Damascus. The neocons are blaming the Syrian government for the chemical attack, but once again, there is no motive because Assad was winning. After 7 years of war, Ghouta is almost completely liberated from al-Qaeda-linked rebels. Thousands of civilians have evacuated the city. For years, the rebels weren't allowing them to leave because they were using them as human shields. Most rebel groups in Ghouta surrendered, but one rebel group called the Army of Islam, which controls Douma, refused. This is because they believed they had leverage in the form of civilian hostages that they kidnapped from a nearby pro-Assad Alawite town called Adra.
They were taken by Sunni rebels last August.
The Army of Islam, one of the groups the U.S. listed as moderate, kidnapped men, women and children. They put them in cages and paraded them around the city of Douma, saying that if Assad bombs the rebels, the hostages would die. They were literally using them as human shields. A few weeks ago, they released footage of these hostages walking through an underground tunnel in Douma, injured and distressed.
Hold on here. I don't have a complete picture here, and they're talking in a foreign language. You know, I can actually start pronouncing Arab names now, which tells me that we've been doing this for way too long, if I can now pronounce their names. Let's take this break. 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Steve Elkins, my sidekick today. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior?
Hi, everyone.
Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, the magic's from
here is the rest of this report, and I haven't now finally sized so I can do the interpretation. Not that I speak Arabic. I can just read the English subtitles.
Walking through an underground tunnel in Douma, injured and distressed.
This woman says that we were in Toby prison. They took us out. And Mike, how do I do this? I've got the YouTube that's right over the words. Put us in Douma claiming that it would be safer. They told us to be fine, there's no way they'll be attacking us.
Since these civilians were from Al-Awad town, the rebels thought that they had more value as human shields than the civilians of Douma. But the war continued, and it looked like the Army of Islam were about to surrender. But suddenly they stalled negotiations and rained hundreds of missiles down on Damascus city center. You see, some of their members didn't want to surrender. This was when the false flag chemical attack happened. It's obvious the people, the children, that were killed in the gas attack were the hostages that the rebels had kidnapped. Footage of 4 children suffocated in an underground bunker emerged. A wood-burning oven right behind them was producing carbon monoxide. The rebels also released footage of perfectly healthy kids being drugged and hosed down. Some of the hostages had been rescued. Among them is Judy. She was abducted 4 years ago when she was only 8 months old. How many children just like her didn't make it and were gassed by the rebels in a false flag attack? And just look at the timing. A week prior to this attack, Trump said he would pull troops out of Syria. Now he's saying he's going to attack Assad. It's the exact repeat of last year's scenario. The chemical attack that occurred in Idlib on the 4th of April in 2017 occurred almost a year to the day of this attack. And a week prior to that attack, the US said regime change was no longer the objective in Syria. And afterwards, Trump attacked Syria. Also, a day prior to the chemical attack, Israeli President Netanyahu called Trump and told him that he wasn't allowed to pull out of Syria. It's obvious who benefits. It's not the US soldiers that recently died in North Syria. This chemical attack is the excuse that Israel and the neocons need to keep the US troops in Syria indefinitely and have a casus belli for World War III. Hi.
Here's the update information. According to Al Masdar News, the Syrian air defense fired several missiles at suspected Israeli warplanes that reportedly entered from eastern Lebanon. Syrian air defense reportedly continues to target these suspected warplanes. Let me drop down here. According to subsequent unconfirmed reports, Israel is once again targeting the same T-4 airbase. It just confirmed it had attacked last Monday. As discussed earlier, the attacks take place less than 2 days after another alleged Israeli attack targeted the Iranian Jabal Azan military base in southern Aleppo, which left 20 dead. Let me see. And that's about all we have at this point.
So, John, what's their excuse? What are they using for excuse to do this?
Oh, I don't know. This is a little off topic, a little out of, but I'll cover this one. If you folks will go to republicbroadcasting.org, we posted, and thank you, Michael Herzog, for sending this over to us. Israeli snipers, you know, the Palestinians have been demonstrating at the wall, right? Well, there's a story up, and I'll go into this, but there is a video, and let me get to the video. Mike, where is that at? Where's the video of the kid getting shot, the 13-year-old? Did you post that? You didn't post it. Great. Okay. Can you find it? It was either over to Dan or over to you. All right, we'll check Dan's account. There it is. Post that up. Okay. Snipers on the Israeli side were taking pot shots at Syrian children. 13-year-old, he was carrying a flag. And he bent down for some reason. And then his sniper had a target of opportunity, shot him. They were laughing that, oh, geez, you know, the shot flung his leg over his head. Isn't that funny? The reason I wanted that, go ahead and, okay, I'll have to hit the refresh. I want to get the verbiage down here of what these guys said. This is how the Israelis deem children. They're just to be something to be shot and then laughed at, and then to have a government official coming out and saying, are you sending it over my talk screen? Do that, I'll be able to open it up faster. Sorry about this. Oh, good. Saved by a break. I'm not in a good mood today, folks. I've had enough of the crap, haven't you? We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have this posted up now. Let me give you some background on this. Several Israeli ministers and Knesset members praised an Israeli sniper who cheered after shooting an unarmed Palestinian boy near Gaza's border. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said that the soldier deserves an appreciation certificate for doing his job properly. Well, wow. Education Minister Naftali Bennett said anyone who was ever on the battlefield knows that to sit in Tel Aviv or studios and judge an IDF soldier according to their comments when they are busy defending our borders is not something serious. So according to these guys, shooting an unarmed 13-year-old boy, hey, job well done. I guess it would have been a bad job if he had missed it. And, you know, you're not supposed to pay attention to the verbiage, the recorded verbiage of this wonderful guy doing his sniper job killing children.
You know, John, I'm glad you mentioned that because they brought back an article I found a long time ago. Actually, my mother had given it to me. But a little quote from ex-Prime Minister Shamir, Prime Minister back in 86 to 1992. This is an actual quote here I have. It was referring to taking land away from the Palestinians. If they oppose us, we will crush them like grasshoppers between our toes. One Israeli life is equal to 100 Palestinian lives. Basically, this belief, this philosophy still continues today with Netanyahu. The Palestinians are dogs of the Middle East. And that's the way they believe. I mean, this is a Zionist. Shamir was a Zionist, big time. Netanyahu is a Zionist. This philosophy has not changed. Their goal is, we're talking about a genocide here, John. Genocide, you know, the Jews talked about genocide, the Holocaust, and all that stuff. And what are they doing to the Palestinians? The same damn thing. They have a goal, and their goal is to eradicate these people. They're nothing. I mean, if a prime minister can say they are, you know, one Israeli life is worth 100 Palestinians, and we will crush them if they oppose us when we try to take this land back. Hey, it's right there. There it is. That's exactly what they think, and that's what they're going to do. And we're unfortunately, the United States is part of this whole cabal to allow Israel to take all this land and eradicate these people.
Well,
flat out.
And here's the funny thing about this. Israeli soldiers have wounded more than 900 protesters, Palestinian protesters, on the Gaza border. Now, who's blocking the UN from going in there? Not that the UN is a good group of people, but who's blocking them from going in there and doing an investigation? Well, none other than the United States government. So, you know, the people that value life and children so much. I mean, these pictures are not being broadcast. If they were, and the story about the Palestinians and their plight being run off their own land, just because, well, the Israelis said we're God's chosen people. Well, that's been challenged. And here we have outright murder by armed snipers mowing down unarmed people. I got Herzog on Skype here. Hello, Michael.
Hey, my ball game was canceled, and I was bored out of my mind, so I thought I'd listen to you and Steve.
Nice.
Well, I said to Julie during the break, I said, what is he going to do between calling balls and strikes?
Well, no, I wanted to thank you. I know I mailed you that clip yesterday, but I wanted to interject and kind of give a plug for my show tomorrow, which is going to be all about this. I'm going to give Mr. Netanyahu and Beetlebogen a colonoscopy with a jackhammer tomorrow. But I want to ask you guys, I'm going to give you a quote, and I want to ask you, who is the owner of this quote? Israel is the most moral army in the world. Who said that?
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Exactly.
No idea.
Okay,
really?
So, and they've been instructed to, not really to kill, although it happens by accident, they've been instructed to shoot these Palestinians in the knees and in the elbows and in the shoulders. They just want to wound and maim them for life. And as you saw in that clip, and I'm glad you posted it, and I invite all the listening audience to go to that clip because I'm going to reference it again on my show tomorrow, is that these IDF cowardly bastards hide behind walls with holes in it with scopes, and they watch these. They get these kids out into a place where they've got the most open shot, and then they fire. They hit that one kid in the knee. The kid just actually went up in the air and then fell down. And these guys are high fiving and clapping and laughing and I don't know what all. And Benjamin Netanyahu's calling this army the most moral army in the world. And the mainstream media and Donald Trump and everybody else just zips their lip, turns a blind eye to it. This world is upside down. Boys, we're living in bizarro land, don't you think?
Well, I know so.
And I'm looking at this whole thing. Now, in the UK, Theresa May got involved in this because, well, look, gas is being used on people on the streets of London. Now, they were in reference here. See you, Julie. They are in reference here to Skripal, I guess that's how you – Sergey and his daughter. But as it turns out, the substance used on this agent, double agent, is called BZ, which was never produced in Russia, but it was in service in the U.S. and the U.K. Now, yeah. So
I see.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
So here we have a situation where the OPCW, and that stands for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they were on their way to Ghouta, but we were interrupted by a Syrian airstrike authorized by Donald Trump. Now, Michael, I don't know if you've heard, and we're trying to verify this, but it appears that Israel is now striking with aircraft, striking Syrian bases.
Right, and I got that from Steve. Thank you very much, Steve. And I wanted to ask, now, here's the picture, guys. Israel is now strafing and bombing in Damascus. Is Russia going to sit back and watch this happen?
Good question. Excellent question.
Yeah, but it almost seems like, you know, we didn't get a rise out of him yet. Let's keep doing it until we do.
Well, no, and the reason from my reports, and I'm just like you guys, I'm getting these conflicting reports all over the place. And by the way, that Syrian girl clip, I played it on my show today. Okay, but I've got a lot of conflicting stuff going on in here. You know, and one of the reports I got is that before Donald Trump fired off those missiles last Friday, he had already tipped off Vladimir Putin, who had tipped off Assad. They had taken whatever valuables they had out of whatever buildings or whatever targets there were, and there was nobody killed. Now, that's one of the reports that I got. The Russian report that I translated, just like you did, John, with the girl coming out of the tunnel,
yeah,
is a report from the Russian news service, which just absolutely eviscerates any question in your mind that Assad gassed his own people, because there's too many anomalies regarding the videotapes that were released in the gassings. They weren't wearing any gas masks, half of it. They weren't wearing any gloves.
No.
This would have killed them instantly. So yeah, it's all a farce. But for the president to hear, Here's a question for both of you guys, okay? The president turns around and says, you know, Assad's killing babies. He fires missiles in that don't hit anybody. And, the you know, the story is, what'd you say, Steve, $104 million, $140 million worth of missiles, right?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. John said,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Russians say they shot most of them down. The Pentagon says no, all of them hit. You know, one of the right. first casualties of war is the truth, and we're seeing it up close and in spades, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
This is, I mean, it's almost like a Keystone Cops episode, because all these missiles and all these taxpayer dollars are flying in there, right? And Raytheon yep. just went up. Their stock market just went through the roof today. Did you see that, guys? Okay.
I kind of figured that. I figured that, yeah.
$5 billion.
Commerce.
Because
this is commerce.
Yeah,
we talked about it. Commerce.
Where's Ron McDonald today, darn it? Come on.
Got a day off.
Okay, well, anyway, so they're firing all this, and Raytheon's going, yay, okay, we got $5 billion more that's coming into it, because they know they have to be replaced. In the meantime, now wrap your head around this one, guys, okay? In the meantime, Israel is strafing the heck out of Damascus. Russia's sitting back doing nothing. Now, I got a telephone call today from Fred in Michigan, and he referred me to look at a couple of clips, which, by the way, I touched on, interestingly enough, over the weekend, and Fred brought them up today. One of them is called the Telpiot program, and another one is called Evidence Israel Did 9/11 and Trump Approves. And what the whole premise of this video is about is that actually Israel and Putin are in collusion with each other. Now, I haven't investigated that yet, but I'm beginning to look at this, guys, and think that everybody, all the world's a stage and all the players have their part. Does it make any sense whatsoever that Israel is going in there and bombing and strafing? By the way, that airport that was bombed, that Syria girl said today, that air base was crucial in the defeat of the Islam Army, okay, which was the only faction left. Now, if I might be so bold, John, as to read a quick quote, which I think you guys would be interested in hearing. Give me just a second. Let me pull down to this. It's past the Russians. Yes. Okay. So, in connecting the dots here, now, let me get both of your intellect on this. The orders to the Army of Islam, which is the only army that held out, were given from their higher-ups. Because what happened was they stalled negotiations. They were getting ready to surrender. The Army of Islam was getting ready to surrender, and they suddenly stalled their negotiation and started raining missiles down on Damascus because many of their members didn't want to surrender. And this, coincidentally, was when the false flag chemical attack happened. Now, think this through for a minute, guys.
Now, hold on a second, Mike. Let me interject this. While the ISIS and their family was being bussed out in air-conditioned buses in Ghouta.
Exactly, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So a convenient and coincidental alleged chemical attack blaming Assad just after the Army of Islam stalled their surrender negotiations. They rained the missile down on Damascus, and the United States, along with collusion between France and Israel, picks as their target the very Syrian air base that Syrian girl said was crucial to defeating ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, and the Army of Islam. So my thoughts are this, in connecting the dots, and I want your thoughts on this, guys. The orders to the Army of Islam were given from their higher-ups, i.e. likely the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, ISIS, or the Israeli Mossad. Trump announced he was going to pull us out of Syria, and just a few days later, after a call from Netanyahu, he reversed his position, and then, based upon yet another Assad gas his own people lie, retaliates by conveniently and coincidentally striking an air base that was the most crucial in defeating these forces. If Assad wins, Israel loses. They lose control of the Golan Heights, of which they occupy, and daily steal Syrian oil. So three guesses. Who gave the order to the Army of Islam not to surrender? Who benefits, guys?
Well, but let's go further back than this. Let's go back to 2007. And General Wesley Clark at the Pentagon was given a list of seven countries that they're going to, they're going to destroy the countries, replace the governments. Now, do you, folks, here's my real problem here. We know who Benjamin Netanyahu who is. We know what he represents. We know of the grander plans of Israel's expansion. Palestine was just the start. They want almost all of Syria. They want half of Iraq all the way to Baghdad. This is the plans, and it has been for a very long time, for the Israelis to expand their territory and now claim that it's theirs. So here's the list of seven countries. Here is what we have been going in for absolutely insane, unprovable. Let's go back to Iraq. Let's go back to Saddam Hussein. Let's go back to weapons of mass destruction. We were lied into that one. I don't know. It's between 1.5 and 2.5 million dead Iraqis off of information that, well, wasn't quite right. And what was our stated mission? Well, this guy was an evil dictator. Name calling. No proof. Killing tens of thousands of his own people. They're trying the same crap on Syria, but Assad is not a raving madman. He is not a dictator that lobs people's heads off. It was the only country in the Middle East that I would consider to be stable, their population mixed. The government wasn't in there suppressing them. They had Jews, they had Christians, they had Arabs, they had non-denominationals. They had just regular people living side by side and merrily living what we call life, unmolested. But now what Now what do we have? We have 8 years of a faction that was in there to topple the Assyrian government, or I'm sorry, the Assad government, and there's up to 500,000 people dead. Now, we have the world decrying, oh, the civilians are being killed in Syria. Why are they being killed, and who's ordering it? It ain't Assad. And so now we're going to punish this. I'm sorry, I'm ranting here. Now we're going to punish Syria by killing more Syrian people. I digress.
It's Steve's turn. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was going to go back to the website. There's a banner article there that this whole Syria thing goes back much, much farther than the 2007 confession by General Wesley Clark in the seven countries in 5 years. It goes back to 1949, the first time the CIA actually over toppled the government of Syria and put in their puppet. So this thing is, we know about 2007. But this thing was planned out much, much further than that. Well, and, I asked the question, Netanyahu told Donald Trump, you will not remove your military from Syria. Now, he's a major player in this whole thing. In a crime scene, you have to look who benefits. What's the motive and who benefits from the crime? Well, it's quite simple. This is not rocket science here. This is actually pretty simple to put together, that Netanyahu has so much to gain from this. And that's he's one of the key players, the major key players in all this problems in the Middle East.
By the way, that story you referred to, I covered that Friday. The source on that was Consortium News, and it gives the breakdown of the CIA-organized first coup in Syria in 1949 to overthrow a democratically elected president and install a military dictator.
Right.
All right, we got phone calls here. John, Francis, George, and others. We'll get to your calls right after this break. Michael, you done stepped in it now. You have to stick around. All right?
Yeah, all right.
We'll be back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
loaded phones here, so let's clear some of these calls out. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. It's great presentation today.
Yeah, it's rather funky and disjointed, but thank you anyhow, John.
Well, back in 2009, you had presented a few stories about Israel, and the one that really would explain to people a little bit more of what Israel is that story that Jack Bernstein wrote back in 1985, An American Jew in Marxist Israel. It's a great read, and I would recommend that to everybody because he explains exactly.
John, you know, Israel is our fast friend in the Middle East. They're our pals and our buds. You know, this story, about the seven countries, that was actually broke by Democracy Now, of all places. And that has been out there for what, 11 years. Everybody on this planet now knows that this was a plan to eliminate seven countries in the Middle East, and they're all walking around like they don't know what's going on. And they're doing this, and oh, now we got this band of people that are being supported by this and the Hezbollah and all this. It's all crap. The end game scenario on this one is Israel wants more territory.
Yep.
And also, Ed, the world is supposed to be divided up into regions, and cultures are supposed to be divided and separated to control them.
By the way, it was just reported last week, and the think tanks, you know, the non-governmental organizations that seem to have so much sway and pull, and they get their faces on the evening news and all the reports, now they're openly discussing factioning off Syria so we can have a zone for these people and a zone for those people, reminiscent of what? Korea and Vietnam.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, let's not forget the Project for a New American Century, too. Nobody talks about that too much. It spelled out what they want to do with the Middle East and how they planned on splitting it up. So let's not forget that Project for a New American Century. That was back in George Herbert Walker Bush's administration. That document came out. And look at the signatures on that document. They all were in agreement of taking over the Middle East, the oil fields, and splitting up everything. So let's not forget that either.
Great point. John, two quick points. My friend, or someone I know, was on the Carl Vinson when they went into Afghanistan, but he was on the Carl Vinson 3 weeks before, and they were planting. This was right after 9/11, or 9/11, and they were planting sorties in Afghanistan before the buildings even came down. And soon after they invaded Afghanistan, I think Unocal, the oil conglomerate, ended up getting the pipeline through to Bosnia that Clinton bombed the heck out of, and now we have a pipeline that's supposed to be going through Syria, and it's one reason why they're probably very adamant about getting this property.
All right. John, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
God bless you.
Top of the hour break coming up here. I'm going to see if I can find this. It's a jumbled day, folks. I apologize. But we'll get this right. Going back,
hey,
go ahead.
I got a little something for Michael. Hey, Michael, do you know what today happened today? A sporting event today? Do you know what took place today?
Today, April the 16th? Sporting event? Yeah, no, I don't. What?
Today was the Boston Marathon.
Oh, that's right. It's the anniversary, isn't it? Yeah, I got an article on that.
Boston Marathon was today. Was today.
Oh. Okay.
No bombing. We're talking about the real thing. I mean, I was watching
the real.
Nobody got bombed this time.
It was raining.
Good news. Good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.